The issue concerning lean, finely textured beef was felt throughout the cattle industry, including the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as Colin Woodall explains how.
Well, it impacts us because we have to deal, one, with the response by USDA, and we worked with them very closely because their initial knee-jerk reaction was to pull this product completely out of the school lunch program. And we had to work with them to let them know that that was just a bad idea because, one, it's a safe product. It has been proven safe for years. And, two, we knew that this was a PR battle, but we had to make sure that the facts got out there. And, fortunately, we were able to get the secretary to agree with that. And even though he came out and said that there can be a choice for the school system, at least he didn't pull the product. So we were happy with that decision. And then also we went back and worked with Congress to make sure that they understood exactly what this product was so they could support the secretary's decision, support the industry, and try to make sure that we didn't have any knee-jerk reaction with a bill being introduced to pull this product completely from everything around the world. So that was the real two fronts that we had in trying to engage in the Washington, D.C. arena.
And Woodall, NCBA's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, said this was an eye-opening experience for them.
Because we were looking at BSE and how successful we were and thought that we were prepared for really our next crisis. There was a couple of things about this. One, just the overall yuck factor of the name that was given this product. That was really hard to get over. And then on top of that, everybody these days is a reporter. All you need is your flip phone or your Twitter account, and you can get out there and have your opinion heard. And because of that, the whole story just spread like wildfire. So, yeah, there was one side, the Washington, D.C. side that we were working on, but then there was the other side of this, and that was the whole PR issue, working with BPI, working with individual states, trying to make sure that everybody had the facts. If we could get the facts out there, we knew it wasn't going to completely win the battle, but it was going to try to help turn the tide. And I think we're seeing that now. Unfortunately, it's going to cost $650 plus jobs, but because of that job loss, it's enabled us to really turn the tide on this entire issue and let people realize that this was an overreaction on a safe product, and now it's costing people's livelihoods.
So just another example of how the NCBA staff in the Washington, D.C. office is working every day for cattle producers across the country. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.